prepare for transport. Transport initializing. Something's wrong. There's something interfering with the beam. Boost the confinement field. It's not enough. We're losing him. No! We lost him!
Odd. This does not seem to be the place I should have arrived in. Chicago Annex, this is Ensign Solvik. Chicago Annex, this is Ensign Solvik. Please respond. Chicago Annex, this is Ensign Solvik. Please respond. Ensign Solvik to anyone in range. Please respond. I will leave this communication channel open in the hopes that someone can hear me. I will narrate my activities for the record. There appears to have been a transporter malfunction. I appear to be in a shuttlecraft, but it does not appear to be entirely functional.
Hey, you! Get the hell out of my shuttlecraft! Stupid people think that just because it's a con, they can go wherever they want. I spent 2 years building this replica. It's not for climbing into without my permission, jackass.
I apologize. I will disembark. I am uncertain how I arrived in your replica.
I don't give a crap. Just get out of here before I call security.
Very well. I will move on.
Damn cosplayers.
Odd. This does not appear to be the Chicago Annex. I am surrounded by people dressed in unusual costumes, as well as numerous unfamiliar non-human species.
Will somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?
Ah, no. They are humans, dressed up as non-human creatures. Perhaps it is simply a very large costume party. Humans engage in such behavior on occasion. I am now walking down a long hallway with many exits to chambers that appear to be filled with booths and displays of wares. I am uncertain how to proceed. Protocol dictates that I should seek out an authority figure for assistance.
Man, did you see the ass in that Lara Croft cosplayer? Man, she is smoking hot.
If she is that warm, it would be wise for her to seek medical attention. High fevers can cause damage to the cerebellum.
What? No, man. She's stacked like... Ah, hell with it. You're one of those fucking Star Trek cosplayers. I swear, I have half the sense they were born with.
Cosplay. Quite obviously a portmanteau of costume and play acting. As I suspected. This must be a costume party of some kind, though I am uncertain why I have been identified as a Star Trek costume player. Perhaps my uniform is similar to a costume used in this place. Fascinating. Ah, I see a Starfleet officer. The uniform is no longer in service. In fact, I now see several more. Their uniforms are also not regulation. Odd. The materials used in their fabrication are different than those in a standard uniform. Given the lack of communication and the unusual individuals I have encountered, I have begun to form a hypothesis.
Hey, you puddin'. That's the most realistic tricorder replica I've ever seen. It looks even better than an actual set prop.
That would be because it is not a replica or a prop.
Aw, Mr. V. Does that mean you can scan me for my vital statistics?
Yes, but it might be seen as inappropriate. And my name is not V. It is Solvik. May I ask your name, miss?
Aw, come on, Mr. V. You know me. I'm the Joker's main squeeze. His hubba hubba honey.
I see.
Harley Quinn? But you can call me Harley. Everyone does.
I was under the impression that a harlequin was a type of doll.
Yes, sirree, Bob. That's the point. Oh, whatever. I don't have a realistic tricorder, but I look fucking hot in this leotard.
Your physique is well-suited for that outfit, yes.
Oh, high praise from a Vulcan. Boy, Mr. V, your makeup is incredible. The greens are so subtle and the ears look really real. You're pretty cute, too.
That is because they are real.
Really, Mr. V? So you're really a real Vulcan?
What is or isn't real is a question that philosophers have debated for millennia. I am, however, in the terms of your question, a real Vulcan.
Oh, well, jiggity jig. We've got a real-life Joker here. And you know how I like Jokers. If I prick you, will you bleed green?
Given that my blood is green, yes. But since you seem to doubt me, you are welcome to test your hypothesis.
Oh, Mr. V, a girl's always got a way to get stabbed. And here's a pin. Poke. Your blood is green.
Yes, Vulcans have green blood.
Wait, how? You're really a real Vulcan? Holy shit.
Odd. The tricorder is reading Borg life signs.
Borg's a challenging cosplay to do well, but boring. Wonk, wonk. You will be assimilated. Do you want to go back to my place? Oh, there goes one now. Ain't he the mechanical marvel?
Cosplay is a word I assume involves pretending to be a fictional character. The Borg you see there is not fictional. This cosplay event is in serious danger. I am not of your timeline, I suspect, and you are ill-prepared to fight the Borg.
Wait, Mr. V, are you saying you're a real Vulcan and he's a real Borg, and he's going to assimilate the whole con unless we stop him? Oh, is there a real pudding around here too?
Pudding.
I haven't even decided if I believe that you're bleeding green yet.
Ah, whether or not you believe me, I need to stop him. I must follow him.
Hey, wait for me, Mr. V. Oh, that's a hot tush you got there.
Hot tush. I do not have any weapons to stop him. Logic dictates that he arrived here by accident, much the same as I have. Readings indicate he is damaged. He will seek a place to repair, then will seek a place to expand his collective. He must be stopped before he can do so.
And you need a way to stop him? What if I told you I knew where we could get a weapon that could maybe stop him long enough one of us could, you know, rip off the thing on his eye and make him disintegrate?
You seem to be an expert on the Borg. What weapon do you refer to?
Well, Voyager was my favorite. No, second favorite. Never mind. Spock is so dreamy. So, if you want the weapon, you've got to give me something in return.
Spock, how do you... I fear you do not understand the gravity of the situation. It is not logical to demand payment when your life is in danger. However, I am not in a position to refuse help. What is it you want?
Just your body, Mr. V. Show me how Vulcans meet. I want to know if Vulcans get as wild as the fanfics say. Do you lose control and force your mates to submit? What kind of noises do you make when you're all hot and bothered? And can that logic be cracked like a big ostrich egg?
Vulcans rarely mate with humans. It can be dangerous. However, I have no choice. Very well. Ah. He is entering a public restroom. We must close off this chamber. I must remain here to prevent his leaving.
Yay! Delicious Vulcan sex. Okay, don't move an amazing muscle, Mr. V. I'll be back in a jiffy.
What an odd woman. I hope she is sane. The chamber is empty for now. Good.
Hey, I need to go in there.
The restroom is out of order.
It is? No, it isn't. You're just blocking the door.
I must ask you to move on, sir.
Move out of the way, Vulcan. Don't you know who I am?
I am not familiar with you or your costume, but you must use another restroom.
I'm Batman. I have to pee.
Ah, Batman. The restroom is closed.
It's Batman. Fine. I'll go find another one. I can't risk ruining my suit.
The oddity of humans never ceases to amaze. Ah, it is coming towards the door. I hope she returns quickly. A mechanical combat suit with non-working weapons.
Vulcan identified. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile.
Get him, Popular Mechanics McMahon. Now, Mr. V, the Big Daddy has him. Pull its eye thing off.
This is unexpected. Very well.
Holy crap, in a flaming bag? It disintegrated. It really was a Borg. Wow. Thanks, Big Daddy.
I'm not sure what just happened, but I'm out of here before someone asks any questions. No, I don't want that kiss. Thank you.
Aw, but I wanted to kiss the pants off a robot. Oh, well. Hey, Mr. V, we did it. You really are a Vulcan. And now you have to pay up.
I must admit, I did not think you were serious.
Aw, Puddin', I wanted to jump your bones as soon as I realized you bled green. I fantasized about fucking the logic out of Spock for ages, but you're actually cuter. And here. How the wires got hot crossed buns enough to get you here, I don't know. Weirdness always happens at the con, but I'm not gonna look a gift Vulcan in the mouth.
I arrived here because of a transporter malfunction.
Oh, I got that already. Follow me. We're going somewhere private. You're gonna get fucked by the hottest little old me at the con.
Where exactly are we going, Miss Quinn?
To my lair, of course. All anti-heroes have a lair. It's up 2 floors. It's nothing special, but a girl's gotta start somewhere.
If my mother knew I was doing this, I would get a lecture about Vulcan morality. Nirak to Lenneke.
Well, doesn't she sound like a really fun time? Be sure to talk Vulcan some more when we... Well, whoops! Here's the elevator. Oh, speaking of up, Mr. V, your uniform is not hiding things very well.
This is a highly unusual experience. I am not certain how to respond.
Oh, seems you respond incorrectly to me. That's so hard already. Are you turned on by little old me, Mr. V?
I think I have begun to understand why some Vulcan males prefer human women. Your exuberance is distracting.
Oh, we haven't even gotten started yet. Just wait till I wrap my lips around. This is our floor. Come on, Mr. V. It's time you gave me my reward. And here's my room. Mr. V, I have one question I have to ask. But that whole Ponfar crazy for love thing and everything, are you a virgin?
Yes.
Oh, so matter-of-factly. And not even embarrassed. You really are Vulcan. Let's get those pants open, Mr. V. I want to see what a green-blooded Vulcan looks like. Oh, Vulcan girls like them thick, huh? And hard. I thought Vulcan didn't have emotions.
We suppress our emotions. And physical arousal is not the same as emotion.
Let's see if we can change that. Your first time getting your little Vulcan sucked, and it's going to be a little old me. You taste different too.
The difference in biochemistry may account for the differences in taste of my skin compared to that of a human male. That is very distracting. You should stop. What is that scent?
Oh, Mr. V, you've got me turned on higher than a blender on mulch.
I do not think I am familiar with that reference.
Oh, don't worry. I'll show you. Come on, to the bat bed. Let me just lay you back. See what you did to me, Mr. V? Being all heroic and stopping the Borg. You should return the favor and taste me.
The scent is intense. I do not know how to...
Oh, Mr. V, just dive in with your tongue. You can do it. Logic dictates that if you do, I'll get off.
Very well. The taste is intoxicating.
Oh,
you are producing excess moisture.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it gets like that. Oh, you're surprisingly good at this. Oh, right there's really good.
I will continue.
Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, if you keep it up like that. I think I'm gonna come, Mr. V. Oh, wow. Right there. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, God, Mr. V. Oh, God. And you've never done this before? Oh, how long is your tongue anyway? Wait. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Mr. V?
Dak Orfikel, Ausch Famulur, Shelkausch, Fi Afa, Maziv,
What?
Nirek.
Oh, why are you flipping? Vulcans do it from behind. God. So rough.
Karifar, Harley.
Mr. V.
Nira Kuman.
Oh, calm down, Mr. V. Oh, come on, Puddin. Don't be that way.
My apologies. I fear I lost control.
Oh, I noticed. I'm gonna bruise. Oh, my God. We should bruise some more.
Mr. Solvik, now that you're done, we must return you to your own time. We apologize for misplacing you here, but we could not afford letting the Borg attack this reality, and due to circumstances beyond our control, we could not intervene directly.
What? Who is speaking?
I am from the Temporal Integrity Commission. Prepare to be transported.
Aw, but I wanted to play with him some more. Can't you leave him here?
As enjoyable and disturbing as this was, I do not belong here. I do, however, appreciate the experience you have provided me.
Oh, Mr. V, you'll always be my Vulcan sex bomb.
Transporting now.
But I am not dressed yet.
Oh, thank God. We have him. What? His clothes are missing. The transporter shouldn't have done that.
It was not the transporter. I'm afraid they were lost in the line of duty.